Whether you in a car, room, office, or tune, wearing in the morning, got to talk for all the news.
Sports talk. Coach, we are back at it, man. Welcome back. Sports time with my y'all. You know, we with our college expert, Coach Jay Smith, out on the grind today in the locker room.
Hey, man, I don't know if I'm a college expert, you know, but I can give my little opinion. Yeah, I'm on campus, man, trying to tie up a few things before I get ready to head out to Phoenix, and you hit me up. So the quietest spot right now is the baseball locker room, and that's where I'm at.
I love it. We won't be too long, but we got a big weekend in sports coming up. We were just talking briefly about WrestleMania. It's going to be mostly a college basketball podcast, but, I mean, everybody loves the Federation, though.
You know, we always hit it right now because this is where it always comes in at college March Madness time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a big wrestling fan. I'm a big wrestling fan along with my son. And I was just telling you that, you know, my son and I had planned on going out, but I just wasn't too happy with the card and I wasn't wasting that type of money out there to see that. So we'll watch it at home for free.
Yep. Watch it at home for free on Peacock. It's going to be a pretty, I think it might be some surprises. I think The Rock going to put on a show. But I think it's just deflating everyone knowing that going into it, Roman Reigns is going to be a champion for another 1300 plus days, right? Like, that's just the part everyone's kind of over it, I think. And I'm a Roman Reigns guy.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I know it's going to be some surprises because they know themselves that it's probably a subpar card, you know, and of course, having The Rock back, you know, brings that energy of excitement. But, you know, we're used to seeing some of the staple names like the Undertaker, the Brock Lesnar's, the Shawn Michaels, somebody, and them guys are a little long in the tooth, and I just don't see them coming back now. So they're trying to bring this new generation up, man, from NXT and all these other places,
yeah.
And I can't rock with them, man.
Yeah, the filter system right now is just I like Cody Rhodes. Cody might put on the show too, but him being hurt don't. It's just like you said, right now it's just a weird spot for yeah. WWE. Not even counting the issues that ownership's got going on right now. But what I know is going to be exciting starting off today, Final Four, 68 teams started the tournament. Man, we were down to four teams in each bracket. And ladies first, let's get started with the ladies. South Carolina is dominant. They are on another run, undefeated season right now. Dawn Staley has these girls playing.
Yeah, you know, like we said before, Don's always going to have the girls rolling, man. And, you know, I think they've been doing a good job. They've been battle tested. You know, they've been pushed to the edge a little bit and they survived. So, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see what NC State has going on. You know, I think our last podcast, I was telling you, they were rolling. You know, them and the men got something going on. So, I still think it's going to be a uphill climb, though, against South Carolina.
This is a real tough team, South Carolina, here. They got the center that's already declared for the draft. She's an absolute stud, too. Like you said, I think I had NC State losing to Texas, I think, last week. But something in the water. There's something in that North Carolina water right now. Both of these teams are rolling. NC State girls, NC State boys looking to make history, doing something only UConn's done before. But I don't think they're about to beat South Carolina. I think this is, we're poised for a South Carolina and Iowa Caitlin Clark matchup, I think. And like you said, Dawn Staley in this moment right here, I think this team is prepared. They've been here before. This is going to be a big moment for NC State.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a roll. Everybody has a puncher's chance, you know. So NC State, I tell you what, though, if they keep it close during the second half, I mean, they got a chance, you know. I mean, when you start looking back at, was it Indiana? The last team, the South Carolina players, skipped my mind. We're so early in the morning right now.
Oregon State.
I mean, you know, they took them to the limit, man. So if they can hold on, anything is possible, man, you know, and, you know, as far as Iowa, I just don't see them getting past UConn. At least I hope they don't.
This is the game you bring your popcorn to. This is the one that everybody is here to see, Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark versus the great Gio. Iowa's got a couple of players around Caitlin, though. while she is a dominant scorer, and that's what she makes all the headlines for, she's also like an all-time assist leader as well, which means she's got to have a decent supporting cast around her. This is going to be a hell of a game. I'm pumped for this one.
Well, you know, I do hope it's a little better than the LSU game. You know, I think it started off, you know, everybody must see TV, and I think they said
it was insane.
Yeah,
they said biggest watch game ever.
Biggest watch game ever. And I think when it got down toward the second, you know, second half, that's when you kind of seen it picking up a little bit. You know, so, you know, and back to your point that I think Caitlin, she definitely does make a lot of players better. Me as a coach, I don't know why people are not double teaming her and forcing some of these other people to make shots and make plays. You know, she'll be getting a box in two, let alone box in one, you know. So somebody else will have to step up, and I just don't know the gaming of these coaches, man.
Yeah, they keep it simple, right? I mean, she's killing you in every sense of the world. I'm not letting her touch the basketball. You know, we're picking her up 94 feet. We're following her off screens. We're hitting her off screens. We're bumping her. Yeah, I'm going to use this deep bench of players that ain't playing on Caitlin Clark. Like, we're going to use some fouls and everything, but she can't have 40, 10, and 12 on me in the final four. Like, someone else has to step up, I think. And I think Gio's a good enough coach to make that decision, I think. He's a proven winner. And I think you're going to see a lot of Paige Beckers actually checking Caitlin Clark, too, which is going to be a good match.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a Gino fan, but, you know, I think he's been around long enough where he knows the game and he knows what strategic moves to pull. And to your point, like you said, definitely use some of them bench players to rough her up a little bit legally, make her tired, you know. And if she beating you shooting across half court, hey, we'll live with that. She just beat us, you know. But you definitely have to pull all the strings out of the box and just make it tough on her. And, you know, not saying that LSU and some of the previous teams didn't do that, but I think it was some other strategic moves that could have been done. And as a coach, I seen that it was either they didn't game plan to the fullest or they didn't have enough confidence in their players to pull off something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think LSU might have went into that game thinking that they were going to be able to dominate on offense a lot more with their tandem of three, Andrew Reese and all of them. But I think they really struggled offensively against Iowa. You know, at one point, Angel was like 0-for-9 in the second half after a nice first half. And then offensively in the second, I mean, I think I seen Iowa run the same high screen and roll five straight possessions almost. They went straight NBA professional basketball. You're going to keep playing me one-on-one. I'm going to get the switch. And Caitlin shot the same three-pointer, fading to the right on the wing, like three straight possessions, right? And she's too good of a shooter to get, like you said, to get a clean look like that off of a screen.
Yeah, and not only them clean looks. I mean, if you look into the first half, going into the second off the pick and roll, she was hitting the cutter. And, I mean, they were wide open layups, you know. And it's like, man, that's basketball 101, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they were thinking of. You know, they wasn't showing hard enough. They wasn't getting back. You know, they just had a mental lapse. And, you know, once you get 5-10 points down and you're coming down and you're not hitting shots on a team that's explosive like that as Iowa, you're going to always be fighting from behind.
Iowa, like you said, Iowa, UConn, 9 o'clock tonight. You rolling with the Huskies?
Yeah, I'll go with that. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't like neither one of them, just to be personal. So, you know, we'll go with UConn just so we can stop the Clark madness.
Hey, she just got the most watched game in history. I'm all about the Clark madness. Let's keep it going. I think this game might even break more records than the LSU game. I mean, this UConn's a really good team, man. I'm excited to see Paige Beckers in a big game again. It's been 2 years since we've seen her here. So that's the excitement for me. I'm going to roll with Iowa, though. I think Caitlin Clark guards dominate March, and the best player especially is going to dominate March, and she's been doing it. If she can stay hot, I think they're there. And then I got South Carolina in the other matchup. I think Dawn Staley's got these girls rolling. Undefeated season two. Let's keep it going. I want to see history.
Yeah. You know, kudos to the women's game, man. These last maybe six games, man, has been must-see TV. And then, like you say, I think you're going to look for another record breaker if Iowa gets past UConn and South Carolina survives North Carolina State. You're looking at another record breaker, you know. So We'll see what happens. And again, I'm rolling with you with South Carolina as well.
Switching over to the man's bracket. We got two teams here, just like in the girls' side. something in the water. Connecticut and North Carolina is something in the water up there. Start off with NC State, man's team. This is the hottest team we've seen almost in basketball history. I mean, these guys are rolling. You talked about it last week. I said that the break has been too long and all that. None of that shit mattered. DJ Burks and Horn, man, NC State is on fire. What are they doing, coach?
Hey, man, are you drinking the Kool-Aid now? I mean, you know, hey, that's my team. I'm rolling with them, man. You know, you have to look at, you know, UConn has a no, my bad, because UConn's playing Purdue. Alabama. Purdue. Zach Edey, I think he's going to get a little more physical and bang Edey up, man. You know, Tennessee did a fairly decent job, and they lost it at the end. And I just think right now NC State is still clicking, and they riding the wave, man. And, you know, once them guys get out on you, they're never under pressure. I mean, when you look at them, they're so calm, cool, and collected, man. They trust a big man. He's not selfish. He's getting the ball out to his guards and his wings, and they're connecting. So, you know, with that along, and, you know, I'm going with NC State. And, again, don't get me wrong, Purdue, we talked about it last week, they have great guard play, you know, not just Edey and friends, you know. So their guards have stepped up pretty big, man. So it'd be a good game.
Yeah, I thought Purdue – was going to struggle a lot more against Tennessee. I thought the guard pressure of Tennessee with Ziegler and them would kind of give Foster and Braden some problems. But, I mean, they handle their business, getting the ball up court, breaking the press a lot. But, man, Zach Edey's an issue. 40-16 in the Elite Eight game is crazy. But like you said, I think DJ Burns can definitely put some more pressure on Edey. If he gets him in foul trouble, I think NC State has a chance. In a game like this, Burns is definitely going to go to the paint, definitely going to try to get Edey moving. So I think there's going to be potential here for an upset and for NC State to stay hot. It's going to come down to Horn, though, the point guard for NC State.
Yeah. No, again, questionably, you know, when you look at Horn, you look at the other young man escaping my mind right now, but their other guard and wing, I mean, they have great guard play and wing play as well. Yeah. And them guys have been collecting hitting on all cylinders. And again, not taking anything away from Purdue, them guards are clicking as well, man. So it's going to be an uphill battle, man. You know, you're talking about the first game going on at 6 p.m. And I just think NC State is going to do it, man.
How does NC State pull off this big victory, you think? If you're coaching here and you got a 7-4 guy like Zach Edey coming out, what are you doing as a coach to prepare your team for this game? Because you know he's going to be able to get at some point his, right?
Yeah, well, the key is, you know, if he gets his, we have to draw up the game plan that if we're going to give Edey his 40, we can't let everybody else get 10, 12, and 14. You know, let him get his 40. He wouldn't be able to carry the whole team. Also, we're going to stretch the floor out, you know, because Edey, he struggles running the floor. So the good thing about Burns and the backup center that comes in, they can actually run the floor, you know. And I just think Edey's so big, he doesn't have the necessary footwork to stay with Burns or the other center as well.
Middlebrooks.
So, you know, that's going to be the downfall. Now, where on the flip side, you know, Edey can punish them down in the post, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they have to really double and triple team the post once it goes in, you know. So it's about help and recover. If North Carolina State does a great job of that, then they should be successful, man.
Yeah, when you think about the two matchups that Purdue has had, Gonzaga and Tennessee, this is going to be the toughest team they face as far as a front court that can actually score the ball. Tennessee big man don't really score that much. Neither does Gonzaga's bigs. Both of Middlebrooks and Burns, like you said, are able to put the ball in the basket and stretch the floor. Edey's such an issue because there's no defensive 3 seconds key. So he just sits in the lane. So if, like you said, if Burns is able to kind of get him out of that lane a little bit, run him up the court, they definitely got a chance. I don't like Purdue. I'm surprised they're here. I had them losing on day number two. So I'm definitely rolling with NC State in this game. I want to see history. I want to see the greatness here. DJ Burns, I mean, he's been forgotten about. People are acting like he just started being good. I mean, he came out as like number three player in South Carolina, you know, in a dominant recruiting class. So I'm excited to see this team of like underdogs, you know, kind of go ahead and keep it rolling. Like they said, they're not a Cinderella though.
Yeah, yeah. You know, nobody is calling them underdogs. They definitely don't look at themselves as underdogs, you know. And if you really think about the tournament scenario, man, it's one Cinderella team, if you will, every year, you know, yeah. one crowd favorite every year, and they're the crowd favorite this year, you know. So you look at his personality, he's likable, he's approachable, and I think that goes a long way with the fans as well. And of course, that just gets you the new fans because everybody wants to see you to do well. You know, back to your point with Tennessee, if you really look at Tennessee game against Purdue, it was more of a perimeter game, you know. Yep. Like you said, they had no big size and presence down low, but they had a perimeter game and they relied on that jump shot. And, you know, even though they was that much closer when it came down to it, man, Zach Edey and them just pounding them inside. And yeah, that's what happens.
Final four, you know, the next game we got the UConn Huskies, got the Alabama Crimson Tide. You already smiling because you know where I'm at, coach. Yes, sir. You know I'm rolling with the Tide. Yes, sir. Guards dominate March. And Alabama's got one of the best guards in the country right now, Mark Sears, man. And this is going to be a hell of a game, though. This is going to be a game.
Yeah, it's another must-see TV. You know, I'm looking here at the Sports Center. You know, UConn had a hell of a time getting the flight out from Kansas, and it looks like they arrived. They just arrived at 3:12 this morning.
Whatever it takes.
So, yeah, you know, while Hurley's trying to defuse it, you know he's really pissed off, you know, about this situation when everybody was there on Wednesday, and they're just getting there today. So, yeah, man, you know, this, if UConn comes out and play, this is definitely going to be a barn burner, and I think it's going to be a great game. You know, Alabama's a little hyped up. You know, Devin Booker and them came out to the hotel last night and gave the guys some gear and everything. So, yeah, man, you know, Nate's our guy, you know, and I'm gonna have to roll with Alabama with this one as well.
There we go. But yeah, this is gonna be a good one, like you said. I mean, it's like two opposite teams right now in the tournament. You know, you've got UConn that's just been demolishing teams, right? Beating everybody by 25 plus points, haven't really had a tough game yet. Then you got Alabama, every single game they've had has come down to the last 1 minute. You know, they've had all type of tough games. They've trailed late. They've led late. They got to shoot the ball this game, though, because this UConn team, like we keep talking about, is extremely deep. Donovan Kleinigan, he's no Zach Edey, but he's a hell of a player, too.
Well, you know, when you look at the two teams, man, it's almost like a good versus evil type game. I mean, when you look at Alabama, they're the tough, gritty, dirty guys that had to take what they needed to get here. And on paper, they're not even supposed to be here, you know. And then when you look at UConn, they're the clean cut boys that, you know, everybody knows, like, okay, they're well groomed. They're supposed to be here. Don't touch them. And, you know, to their credit, they've been playing tough basketball. I mean, yeah, they took it to the last team they played.
They demolished Illinois, a 33-2 run in the second half.
The first half, it was over with, you know, to be completely honest. Illinois looked like, are we supposed to be here, the NIT or the CIB? They didn't know where they were supposed to be at. Man. And that was shocking, you know, for Underwood team because, you know, like I told you before, his team is prided on defense. And I was just shocked to see Illinois get waxed like that, man. So, you know, I think, again, a tale of two evils, man. You know, UConn, they're very good and very well coached. And to Alabama's credit, Nate's up coached them as well, man. You know, especially losing a star like Brandon Miller and then getting back here without someone of that caliber is a tremendous test to him.
Yeah, no, Alabama's had a magnificent season. You know, we can't talk about that enough. You know, all the pieces that they lost, it's pretty good that they're here. But like you said, that UConn game against Illinois was insane. I think a 35-2 run in the second half. And Illinois is a great team with the best scorer in college basketball, and they couldn't get a bucket. So that definitely worries me a little bit, because we've seen traditionally Alabama kind of go on some droughts. This is not a UConn team that you can afford to go on a drought on. At all. This UConn team scores the ball, like you said, extremely proficiently. So Bama's going to have to avoid any type of their typical droughts. Grant Nelson's going to have to come up big this game. Mark Sears has to be the best guard on the court.
Yeah, you know, UConn guards play well on ball defense as well. So they'll give Sears a hard time, you know, and his backup has to be ready to come in and absorb some of that pressure from him. You know, again, as you or I know, Nate, over the years in Detroit, you know, he's hard-nosed, and he'll have his guys prepared and ready, man. So, you know, with that being said, I'm just ready to see this game, man. It's the last game of the night, and hopefully UConn gets enough rest, and we'll see the best UConn.
Man, maybe the pilot's from Tuscaloosa. Who knows? we got a 9 o'clock tip off tomorrow. UConn versus Alabama. Final picks, coach. Who you got?
Oh man, that's a tough one, man. I'm gonna go ahead and roll with Alabama. Again, I don't have a horse in the race. It's just more on bias tides. Nate's a Michigan guy. We're Michigan guys. I'm gonna roll with the Tide.
You know, I'm rolling with the Tide, got the fit on already. So definitely Alabama, but I think it's going to be a good one.
But here's a little caveat, though. Isn't it ironic that Nate is playing the Hurley brother that got him the first college job?
Yes. Nate's got to win and then invite him to dinner after. That's the thing. Nate's got to win and invite him to dinner. Say, hey, appreciate everything you two have done for me.
Right.
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, that's like the trainee now facing the one who's doing the trainer. Yeah.
The master, right.
Yeah, master. Stop for that. And then Monday, that means we're going to have the national championship. You've got Alabama, and then you got NC State. So in the final matchup, that's a any man takes it all. If NC State gets that far, can they be stopped is the question.
Well, you know, they're rolling, you know, and we didn't touch on this before I make my prediction. You know, my bracket didn't shape out how it needs to be. You know, I had Houston once again this year cut down the nets. They disappointed me. They disappointed me.
You almost slid past that. Yeah, coach, what happened to Houston? What happened to your guys?
Man, I don't know, man. I really don't. You know, it's like I said, it's like Calvin has them right at the heel, man. And right before they go down, they just falter, man. So I don't know. You know, it's almost like the Purdue syndrome, the Gonzaga syndrome. You know, it's like everybody picks them. That's the sexy pick. And then it's like, man, what's going on? So I don't know, man. But if these two make it, I'm going to have to roll with the high hand in NC State, man, because I like them boys.
I mean, I really can't blame you. I mean, if the NC State makes it this far, a team that's not supposed to be in the tournament to the national championship, that's like a freight train. Like, I don't know if you can stop a team that's gone that far. I mean, that's going to be real tough. I'm not going to lie. But I think if Nate gets that close where he can taste victory, Alabama's got to find a way to pull it out. I can't roll with the Tide to the national title and then jump off the bandwagon. So I'm gonna stay with my Tide and being one of the few that said that this team had a chance to win it at the beginning of the season.
Well, let's put it this way. Out of the two, if them two make it, one of these Cardinal Red teams gonna win. How about that?
That's a good safe bet. That's a good safe bet. And then in the women's bracket, North Carolina, you got South Carolina versus, for me, South Carolina versus Iowa. And on your side, you want to see the Clark Show end. So you got South Carolina and UConn. Who do you have coming out in the women's bracket in the national title game?
Well, you know, my bracket was busted once again. My bracket shaped up.
LSU?
No, I had Notre Dame winning it all. Had Notre Dame, you know, and again, that was, Well, it was prior to knowing they only had six players, you know what I'm saying? And the girls were hurt because they still were handling their business. But I'm going to have to go with Staley. Either one, whether it's UConn or Iowa, I'm still going to roll with Staley. She's been doing it all year, and I'm sure they'll get it done, man.
And be the complete undefeated season. First time we've seen that in a very long time for the women's
side. Long time. I think UConn might have been the last team to do it.
Yeah, almost 10-plus years ago, I want to say. So it'd be historic for Dawn to pull it off. I'm here for the Caitlin show. I'm here for the Caitlin show for sure. I think women's basketball needs Caitlin Clark to win the national championship. I think it would just be so good for the game. Like you said, it'd be a historic matchup with tons of views. A game that probably had more viewership than the men's game, to be honest with you, in the South Carolina-Iowa matchup. I mean, that can bring in tons of views. And, I mean, why not have Iowa win that game?
I mean, you're absolutely right in terms of viewing. You know, again, kudos to the women's basketball. I don't know what sparked this the last couple of years. You know, maybe it was the taunting, the so-called beef and fighting. Yeah, and this and the other. But not only that, it's some great players that's out there. And whatever it is, they need to keep that up, and they need to try to transition this over into the WNBA. So yes, you can have the same excitement. But part of that is WNBA is going to have to raise that pay, you know, because these college girls are making more than the WNBA players with these commercials, the NIL deals. I mean, it's ridiculous. So the good thing is the girls are staying longer.
Yep.
You know, but the bad thing is it doesn't carry over and transition to the WNBA. So
yeah. I mean, it's a they always say, like, man, the WNBA is not good because the guys don't want to watch it. We'll watch it. We're watching girls basketball right now. It's just entertaining. It's just amazing. WNBA, right, like you said, it's just not a good product. It's just not a good product right now. I think a big point about the girls game being so popular right now is that we get to learn and know about these players for 3 to 4 years. Like you said, they're staying. The guy side, a lot of these guys are one and done, two and done, transferring all over the place. You really can't keep up with where anyone's at. Like you said, we learned Angel Reese. We learned about Caitlin Clark and all the other girls, Stanford's girls, Dawn Staley's girls. We learned about these girls for 3 to 4 years now, so we're kind of invested to see how they turn out.
Right, no question about it. And then when you look at the men's, you know, when you talk about the men's product, I mean, we follow these guys during the AAU time, so we know when they're one and done, you know, it's over, you know. But
yep.
Now that the Angel Reese and the Caitlin Clarks and the Lillis and all of these girls are making more of a name, household name for women athletics, you know, maybe it'll start the transition as well. And then when you, like we said, when you look at the WNBA, man, you got these girls still flying commercial flights with you and I.
Yeah, for real.
Mean, I see the Atlanta Dream women in the airport when I'm traveling, getting off the plane with me. So, you know, that's one issue.
Yeah, you got to handle that. You can't have the girls flying Spirit and Frontier to the basketball games, man. That's unacceptable.
that's right.
Yeah, come on. You can't do that. So we are in for an interesting weekend of sports. WrestleMania, Final Four, men's and women's. And either way, we got something historic probably going to happen. You know, we got a chance of UConn on both sides winning, NC State on both sides winning. Alabama could get their first national championship ever. Or Caitlin Clark and Iowa can come out with it. So any way the cars go, someone's going to be excited. History's going to be made here.
Well, no question. And at the end of the day, somebody's going to be a national champion.
Yes, somebody's going to be a champion. Until next time, Coach, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the short notice interview. And stay tuned. Keep your TV on this weekend.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, peace.
Immensely, AB with the quick feet, intensely weighing this up. Spence, but I'm finally here. Follow me here, cause trust me, it's no time to be.